उन्होंने तो हमें होता फिजिकल ये होता है प्रोसीजर ही कितना दिया मतलब फिजिकल ये करना करना और ये तो मेरे लिए बहुत नया है ना मैंने तो उसको फिर नया नहीं
Yeah.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री श्री राधा प्रसार श्री ललिता विशाखा की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू समर डिवोटीज।
हरे कृष्ण।
ऑल ग्लोरी टू समर
डिवोटीज।
ऑल ग्लोरी टू समर डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु
श्री गुरु गौर।
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया सद्गुरुमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी अस्तात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
बिफोर स्टार्टिंग Hare Krishna to all of you. And today we are having the topic, the importance and art of chanting Hare Krishna. There are two questions: why we should chant Hare Krishna, how we should chant Hare Krishna. This will answer why we should chant, why so much emphasis on Hare chanting holy name. And then we'll discuss that how we should chant the holy name. These two points we'll discuss in today's presentation. But before that, I would like to read Shikshastakam. All of you can take one copy and read of Shikshastakam prayer. Very important before approaching the holy name. And Shikshastakam. No, I don't. So we'll go through. All of you are requested to sit in a proper mood, proper posture, and just concentrate on the vibration, what we are going to create and while reading. Don't close your eyes, otherwise you cannot read. So, hear very attentively what vibration we are creating, just like a prayer. This is a prayer. A devotee prays to the Lord in this fashion. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his entire life, he was a great scholar. He was knowing all the Vedic literatures, each and every syllables of the Vedas. He was knowing. He can quote everything. But he spoke only 8 slokas on his own. He could have spoken so more than Vedic literatures. But he spoke only 8 stanzas. And these are the 8 stanzas. So this is a summary, essence of whole Vedic literature. In these 8 slokas, he has put this essence of all the Vedas. So if you just can understand this, then our life is successful. So we'll sing.
Cheto darpana majanam bhavma Purnam Vita Svadhanam
are translated herein. Too much noise. You know? So somehow for another 1.5 hours, if it is possible, we can put our mobiles in silent mode. That room is much better for the actor. So much nice. My voice is also not rich. Am I audible? Okay. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus, you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy name. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. O son of Maharaj Nand Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. श्री श्री शास्त्रकम की श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की. सो दिस प्रेयर चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज गिवन द एसेंस ऑफ वेदिक लिटरेचर. टू मच Actually, this is just like, you know, our Bhagavad Gita exhibition. See what samudra nature, there many goes, so many sounds comes from there. In Vidyan verse, you have seen Bhagavad Gita, Vedic Expo, now in third compartment when we go, there are three more from material nature. Somebody crying, sometimes you can hear the same thing here. So different modes are, you know, working, acting. So, anyway. So shall we continue here only? Light, is it okay? Beautiful. Important, important of time. The importance of chanting is why we should chant Hare Krishna, why we are giving so much importance, emphasis on chanting holy name. And then if we understand, once we understand that yes, chanting Hare Krishna is very important, then how to chant Hare Krishna so that we can get maximum benefit out of it. These two topics we are going to discuss, okay? Why we should chant Hare Krishna and how we should chant Hare Krishna. So, we come to the first, we will start with the first one. Importance of chanting. So, importance of chanting. This we will read out one by one. One of you can read and then we can.
Chanting japa is an essential process given by all the great acharyas for the purification of the heart.
Yes. So in this, there is one term, last sentence, purification of the heart. So that is the purpose of japa. In the beginning, the first benefit of japa, like people ask, why, what benefit will I get if I chant Hare Krishna? Will I get good marks of me in my exam, or will I get good job? I am sitting in so many interviews. So no, the first benefit, as we have read just now also, cheto darpan marjanam. The cheto means the heart. Mirror, darpan means mirror. So mirror of the heart will be marjana, means cleansed. Purification of the heart, the first symptom. So therefore you see, in Hare Krishna movement, there are many devotees you see, but one thing you can find common in the devotees, that they are very loving. They may not have good wealth or good, you know, knowledge even, or good, you can say, so much big management or leadership technique, or they may not have done MBA, in one sense you can see. Like Prabhupada, he never did any MBA or any technological or scientific research. He never did. But then without doing that, how he can become so famous all over the world? What potency he had in him? That is a very important point to understand. What a special he had. Like all of you have seen earlier his video, Your Ever Will Be Sir. You have seen that? You see how a simple person can attract the hearts of so many people. Great, great scientists, philosophers, politicians, businessmen. How he could do that? What quality he had?
That he is saying that what he is doing is right. That is not wrong.
Yeah, that is also correct. But there is one very important point. If we just bring that in our life also, we also can do that.
So what quality
he had that because of that he could love everybody. What is the foundation behind all these qualities?
He sees Krishna everywhere.
Yes. How? Why he only sees and we cannot see? He was fully surrendered. So surrendered करने से क्या उनमें manifest हुआ जिसके कारण he could develop all this? Compassion. Yes. Purification of the heart. He was pure in his heart. Uncontaminated heart. Selfless heart. This pure heart Srila Prabhupada was having, and because of that he could attract the people. This is the power of purity. This is called power of purity. Srila Prabhupada said that preaching is the essence, purity is the force, books are the basis, utility is the principle. So purity is a force, by the power of purity. Before Prabhupada also all the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything was there. But he was having something special, that his heart was so pure. And what are the qualities of a person who has the pure heart? In the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapil Dev explains to his mother the quality of a person who had the pure heart. He says, you all can repeat after me.
Titikshava karunika.
Titikshava karunika.
Suhridam sarvadehina.
Suhridam sarvadehina.
Ajata satravah santa.
Ajata satravah santa.
Sadhavah sadhu bhushanah.
The six qualities are mentioned here. Titikshava, karunika, suhidam sarvadehina, ajat santrava, santa, sadhava, sadhu bhuchana. So there are the six ornaments that decorate the body of a sadhu. Sadhu means the one who has the pure heart. So first is titikshava, tolerance. Then karunika, compassion, as one of you said, compassion. Suhidam sarvadehinam. Somebody said he used to even preach hippie, isn't it? So he was suhidam sarvadehinam. Everybody was very pleasing. He was well deserved for everybody. It's not that only wealthy and businessman used to go and get some money. No. Even he went to hippies. We are not having any qualities. He had the compassion even for the hippies. Suhidam sarvadehinam. Animals also. So Prabhupada was compassionate to even animals. He stressed so much on no meat eating. Prabhupada stressed maximum in the history of the world on no meat eating than anybody else. And then ajat satrava. Ajat satrava. Satru means enemy. Ajat means abhi tak janam nahi liya hai. So jiska abhi tak koi dushman na ho. आप बोलेंगे नहीं श्रील प्रभुपाद के तो कुछ तो दुश्मन होंगे. यस, अदर पीपल मे थिंक श्रील प्रभुपाद एज देयर एनिमी. प्रभुपाद नेवर थॉट एनी बडी एज हिज एनिमी. दैट इज द डिफरेंस. दैट इज अ साधु. साधु नेवर थिंक्स एनी बडी एज हिज एनिमी. ही इज एवरीबडी फ्रेंड. यू मे सी हिम एज एनिमी बट ही नेवर सीज यू एज एनिमी. दैट इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ अ साधु. अजात शत्रु. हिज एनिमी हैज नेवर टेकन बर्थ. Because there is no enemy for him. He is well-wishing friend for everybody. And then Santa, he is always peaceful. Peaceful, undisturbed. Undisturbed. Means either there is victory or there is defeat. Success or failure. Heat or cold. Like Sri Prabhupada was having the quality. When he went to USA, sometimes they will not get water also. Why water? Because it is so cold that water will be ice melt. Ice will be, water has formed in the like ice. And therefore Prabhupada will take bath with ice. Ice bath, where there is no water. Many times Prabhupada took ice and he took bath. Prabhupada, when he went to USA, he was so much forced to take meat, but he never took meat. Many sadhus, they commented, "Sadhu, Swamiji, if you have come in USA, if you want to stay in USA, you must have to eat meat. You cannot survive without eating meat." Prabhupada said, "No. Even if I die, but I will never take meat. I will never compromise with the principles, undisturbed." So many circumstances, so much tribulations, troubles he faced, but he was never disturbed. That is the quality of the sadhu. He will never commit suicide. Like nowadays, suicide rate is increasing all over the world. But no, sadhu, he is always positive. In all the circumstances, he thinks positive. So actually, the devotees who are pure in their heart, they only can have all these qualities. So we all want to have these qualities, isn't it? Everybody is looking for these qualities. We are the jains. And this is the actual thing which a person, a human being should have. These are the qualities, golden qualities. Beautiful. We all should have the desire to be decorated with such wonderful qualities in us. And then only we can attract the heart of others. Nowadays, people, what do you speak of attracting heart of the, you know, community or society? They cannot attract the heart of their wives, children. Families are breaking. Why? But here is a person, Srila Prabhupada, who could attract the heart of so many different classes, creeds, nationality people. Not only Indians, but even Americans, Germans, hippies. How he could do that? That is the real quality thing which we need to attain, achieve in our life, accomplish. That is real accomplishment. One person, when I was doing my preparation for JEE, so he was a physics professor. He used to teach physics to the students for entrance, JEE entrance preparation. His name was Akhtar, Professor Akhtar, who was in Science College, Patna, most famous at that time. And many boys got selected in IIT JEE by reading physics from him. I was also in his batch. He used to say one sentence that it's easy to get Nobel Prize, but it's very difficult to become a gentleman, ideal human being. It's easy to get Nobel Prize, but very difficult to become a gentleman. So this purification of the heart is a genuine quality which we all have to strive for. And that is the purpose of human life. Not only just cramming information in the brain and vomiting in the class, in the exam. No, that is not the purpose of human life. We'll never become satisfied with that. That is necessary, but that is not the real purpose of life. Real purpose of life is to develop the genuine qualities, love, compassion, humility, brotherhood. So these are the gem-like qualities which we all have to strive for. So that if we develop these qualities, then we will also be happy, satisfied. And at the same time, the people around us will also be satisfied, happy. So therefore, purification of the heart is very, very important. And this is what comes when we chant Hare Krishna. We develop the good qualities, gem-like qualities. If you cannot do it by any other means, doesn't matter how many seminars you attend. People nowadays in corporate world, people are doing so many seminars, personality development, art of mind control, you know, so many seminars, how to become a smart manager, servant leader, concept is coming in management techniques now. And artificially you may gestures, positive gestures, Externally you may show gesture, but in the heart you are crying. Mouth, face is smiling, but heart is crying. How long this artificial gestures can help you? There was a person who wrote the book, How to Win Friends. Anybody knows his name? How to Win Friends. He wrote that book. And you can find on the internet his name will come. Tomorrow you can see. And you know how he committed suicide. Why? You know the reason? Yeah. He was not having even a single friend to whom he can reveal his heart. What is bothering him? Externally you may speak eloquently, you may write volumes of books, but internally you will be dissatisfied, unhappy. So how to develop these qualities? The real thing is transformation of heart, which we cannot do by any scientific means. I used to give this example. Can science produce a medicine? When you eat that medicine, then you develop love for your wife. I am feeling lack of love for my wife and children. Please give me one medicine tablet. Can you do that? Can any science and technology do that? This technology we don't know. Because this is not the what technology we are searching for. That is called spiritual technology. Spiritual technology have the tablets and medicine also, by which we can develop such qualities. What to speak of love? We can develop so many qualities. Can you give a medicine which will develop your humility in you? No. Can you develop a machine which you put in your heart and then that machine will bring compassion? Compassionometer? No. Science cannot do that. Technology cannot do that. So how to attain that? And modern society is not lacking in the scientific and technological research. So much research has been done, so much scientific advancement has been done. We are lacking today not science and technology, but we are lacking this good quality. Transformed, pure hearts are lacking in the world. And because of lack of this pure people, purity, lack of purity is there, lack of character is there in the world. There is no lack of technology. So much technology. Whatever we were 200 years, today we are so ahead in science and technology, isn't it? If you have too much cold, bring heater. No problem, don't worry. Heater is there. Amal Krishna Prabhu has brought today. So, no problem. We have science and technology. But we don't have the technology to transform the heart. This is the most important aspect. Therefore, here you can see the transformation of heart. This is the topic of our next one. The heart is filled with cactus. The modern heart, modern people's hearts are filled with the cactuses. Cactuses in the form of lust, greed, envy, pride, anger, illusion. So much greed, so much pride, so much anger. Just for a small issue, people are ready to fight. So these are the cactuses in the heart. And because of these cactuses, suppose you touch the cactus, what will happen? What will happen? You'll feel pain. Yes. Therefore, such people, whenever you go near them, you'll find only pain. Somehow or other, either they will speak something or either they will do something to give you pain. And this is what is happening in the world today. All the relationships are based on the selfish desire. There is no purity in relationships. Therefore, the cactus in the heart is more in today's today's world. The heart is filled with the caprices in the form of lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, so much. And because of that, there is no peace and harmony, happiness in the world today. So by chanting Hare Krishna, what science and technology could not achieve, that can be achieved by chanting Hare Krishna. That is called transformation of heart. How it happens? So it is explained in the scriptures, the science cannot understand. This is unexplicable by science. Science cannot explain it, because this is a subtle, spiritual transformation. Spiritual transformation. It's not that heart transplant. Okay, my heart is dirty, so I will put Amal Krishna's heart in my heart, and then my heart will become, you know, a devotee heart. When he is a Hare Krishna devotee, he has chanted a lot of Hare Krishna, so I will take his heart and put in my heart, therefore I will develop the heart of a devotee. No! This heart, what you see or what you transplant, is not the real heart. Is not the real heart. This is simply to pump the blood. This is not the heart which reciprocates. The heart which reciprocates is within the soul. And soul cannot be transplanted. Even if you transplant his heart in your heart, you are not going to find any change. So therefore science cannot bring this change. This is not physical disconnecting heart here and connecting there. No. It's not like that. So how to do that? Very simple. Just by chanting Hare Krishna. You see, gradually, we have been seeing the devotees in the Hare Krishna movement, when they come first time, that time they had so many bad qualities, bad habits. You will experience in your life. Everybody experiences so many anarthas in our heart, lust, so much greed, so much envy, pride. But when we come in contact with the devotees, all these things automatically reduces. Automatically. You don't have to put extra endeavor to do that. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, naturally. You see, the faces of the people will glow, start shining. Once upon a time, our devotee were distributing books, and they had put a stall in front of a temple. And then a small girl was with her parents, and she came, and parents were buying the books. Then this girl asked that, "Do you have soap also?" Then they asked, "No, we are selling books." "No, I want the soap which you people apply." Why? Because your faces are so much glowing. I want also the face like this. So the Hare Krishna devotees, like few days back only someone was telling that all these boys are paying, obviously coming to the program, how they are so happy. All their faces are smiling. One person, new person came in our temple and he was telling me, "How these people are so happy, smiling faces." I said, "This is the power of the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna. When our heart is pure, naturally the face will glow. Naturally, you know, your heart, you are pure, just like a child. See, child's heart is so pure. First 2-3 years, child's heart is pure. So simple, so innocent. No complication. Immediately, Hare Krishna, immediately he will smile. So pure heart. But as we grow and we become more advanced, you know, technologically and scientifically, a smile disappears from our face. Sometimes it appears just to make gesture, positive gesture. Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Or bagal mein jaake shikayat karenge, criticizing. On the face, positive gesture. Win the heart. How to win heart. There is a presentation, how to win the hearts. How inspire people. The quality of the leader. All this is very good to listen, but very difficult to develop. Because this is not the artificial, just by listening one seminar you can develop. I was giving the seminar on stress management to the Lions Club. And then many people came and spoke, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes. And I had been given only 5 minutes to speak. I asked them, do you think that just by attending one seminar you are going to be free from stress? No, it's not so easy. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your daily routine. It's not that just a seminar. You have to change your attitude. Whole paradigm shift should be there. Way of thinking should change. Way of living should change. Every day to day, you have to include spirituality in your life. Then all it's possible. It's not so easy. You hear here presentation, how to control blood pressure, and then go and eat meat outside. What change will you bring by doing that? No, you have to change your lifestyle. And therefore this base facility, here we are changing your lifestyle. Because unless you don't change your lifestyle, you are not going to get the transformation in the heart. It's not a one day affair. Just hear some, like one time program also we do, out of mind control. But hardly those who come in that program, they control their mind. Unless they don't come and stay in the base, or they don't regularly attend the program, because it's not one-time program. Where the mind is so powerful that once you attend such program, then one, 2 days you may remember, but later on you will forget. So forgetfulness is there. So to maintain the forgetfulness, we have to regularly give the slot in our life. So therefore the purification of the heart is very important. And that happens by chanting Hare Krishna. So this you cannot do by any other means. So this is the power of the holy name. That by power of the holy name, the heart is transformed. We can discuss on this so many. We'll perform some dramas also in coming tomorrow and day after tomorrow on this transformation of the heart. There have been many personalities in the past. Their hearts were transformed by chanting Hare Krishna. And the best example in front of you, I am speaking, I am myself an example. So many bad qualities we had before coming to Krishna consciousness, isn't it? But we have our own realizations. We don't have to go and see others' life. We know our own life. So much change comes by chanting Hare Krishna. The thing which we could not control, in spite of years and years of trying hard, we could give up just by chanting Hare Krishna within 2-3 years. So how it can be possible unless we don't have, unless there is no strength in the holy name? So that is the power of the holy name. Of course, I cannot see by microscope, oh, how this holy name is bringing change. You know, I feel some research has to be conducted on this holy name. No, we cannot. Where this subtle change, transformation. Shastra says, the Lord in the form of holy name enters through the ears and goes in the heart. And then he enters the heart and he cleans the heart indeed. The holy name goes in the heart through the ears and cleans the heart. And when heart is cleansed, then Krishna will come and reside in your heart. When heart is unclean, garbage is there, how can Krishna come there in the garbage? So therefore first, before Krishna comes in the heart, he cleans the heart by chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the first benefit. So first benefit, can anybody summarize? Purification of the heart. So what will happen if you get pure heart? How is it relevant to you? How is it relevant to the in our life? Do we need pure heart? Why we need pure heart? Peace. Harmony. Yes.
If we see anything, so there are two ways of possibilities, or two. If we will be opposite of that thing, or we will support it. So if we cannot support everybody, if we will not, our heart will not transport, or it is pure. So that is the way that if we have heart has been transformed, so we are pure, and now we are welfaring to others, we are thinking for others,
we have become positive thinkers, and we don't have any anxiousness, and we don't have any blame to give the others, and we are not hanging to the enemy of others.
Correct.
So it means from everywhere we will become satisfied.
It says that charity begins from home. If my heart is filled with cactus, how can I give flowers to others? If my heart is, there is a cactus in my heart, then I can give only cactus. So like that. So therefore, the purity, pure heart is very much required. And then you can ask, no, no, I'll take medicine to develop pure heart. I don't have to chant Hare Krishna. No, there is no medicine. There is only one way. Only one way to do this, by chanting Hare Krishna. You cannot change the heart by medicine or any other means. There is only one way, by chanting Hare Krishna. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Darpan Marjanam. So this is a very important. So what are the qualities we develop? If our heart is pure?
Tolerance.
Compassion.
Well-wisher to everyone.
Ajatshatru, we are always friend to everybody,
friendly,
undisturbed, always undisturbed even in difficult circumstances. Like I have told you earlier also, there was one boy committed suicide in IIT Kanpur. IIT Kanpur. You know this? Few years back, I have told in the class, I remember. And the reason why he committed suicide, he was disturbed. You know why he was disturbed? Why?
Bika.
Yeah. His friends used to say him Bika. Bika. Bika means?
B-grade.
Always he used to get B grade. And then, he tried so much hard to get A or A neg. And in his last exam, he thought, this exam I'll get A next somehow or other. But when he came after exam, he could understand that, no, this exam also I'm going to get B only. There has been committee established to investigate the reason why this boy has committed suicide. And Lila Pushpa Prabhu has been one of the members in that committee. And, yeah.
2 months back in IIT, Delhi also, student
has committed
suicide.
What was the reason?
Because
his
girlfriend denied.
See, so disturbed, so much disturbed.
His mummy
and
father and mother were here.
So just you see, the disturbed, so much disturbed because of impure heart. Heart is not pure, then we will have all these problems. So these are the qualities we will develop by chanting Hare Krishna by the pure heart. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, can you read? Hello?
Chetu Darpanam Marjanam, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra purifies one, and this chanting is therefore recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting the names of Krishna, the mirror of the heart is clean.
Yeah, the mirror of the heart is clean.
As soon as the heart is clean, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished.
Yeah, so this is very important. What will happen if our heart is clean? We develop the good qualities. And by developing good quality, the fire in our heart, fire of material existence, in which the people are burning with the hankering, lamentation, fear, anxiety, tension, stress. So much anxiety, so much stress in the life of the people. Why? Because they have impure heart. The more our heart becomes pure, less anxiety, less stress. The fire of this world, material, what is the fire in the world? He mentioned once, the blazing fire of material existence. What does it mean? We cannot see any fire here. Where is the fire?
We are burning the fire.
Like
we are worried about burning
the thing. So what happens if there is fire?
Burning.
Suppose in this room there is fire, then what will happen?
Something will burn.
Burn. So there will be heat, isn't it? In heat it is very difficult to live. It will create pain, burning sensation. So then what will you do? You will cry. When there is fire, what will happen? You will cry. You will feel pain. You will feel jab dhua ho jata hai to kya hota hai? Choked. No? Choked up. Suffocated. You feel suffocated. You see in this world also people are feeling pain, they are feeling suffocated, they are feeling so much anxiety, so much tension. Suppose in some house there is fire, what are the symptoms of the people in the, where there is fire in their house? They will be so much anxious. So you see in this world also these symptoms are there. People are anxious, people are feeling pain, so many miseries, suffering. Adhyatmik, adhidavik, adhibhautik. Like we all are facing so many suffering, isn't it? What suffering you are facing, Kamesh?
So many.
Yes, we all. So therefore, the blazing fire of material existence. Anxiety, so much anxiety. Anxiety of career, anxiety of job, anxiety of marriage, anxiety of society. Anxiety of terrorists, anxiety of heat, anxiety of cold. So many anxieties, isn't it? We say, oh, this is the part of the life. Yes, that's why part of, same thing here. Yes, this is part of life. This is the part of life. That's what it is. But it is not incurable. It can be cured. If our heart becomes pure, then I will not hanker. I will not hanker so much. And because of that, we will immediately extinguish. The fire will be extinguished. The fire extinguisher we are installing by chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore, your devotee's heart, doesn't matter how much ups and downs are there in the world, but they will not be disturbed because there is fire extinguisher installed in their heart. Every day morning they chant Hare Krishna and then they put sufficient fire extinguisher in their heart. Then whole day little hot it will become, then again in the morning some water by chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. Then in this age, yes.
In this age, the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only method by which to clean the sinful mind. When the mind is completely cleansed of all sinful reactions, one can then understand his duty in the human form of life.
Yes. So, two bold points, only, and one can then understand his duty in the human form of life. Nobody knows what is the purpose of life, what is his real duty in this life, human form. What is the real duty? Nobody knows. People think real duty is to fill the belly. That is only my duty. No, that is not the real duty. The real duty is to purify the heart and go back to Godhead. To realize that we are a spirit soul, we are not this body. Athato brahma jigyasa. That is the real duty of human form. So that we cannot understand unless our heart is pure. Therefore, to purify the heart, there is only one method. Here it is mentioned. There is only chanting Hare Krishna is the only method. There is no other method. There is no other method. There is no alternative. That is no. If I don't chant Hare Krishna, I can do something else also. No, there is no other method. Many times people say, what is the need of chanting Hare Krishna? Anyway, I am a very good person. Just be good. There is no need to do all these things. No need to chant Hare Krishna. No need to attend Mangala Arati. Just be good. How will you be good? Is it so easy to be good? No, it's not so easy. And therefore, such people, most of the time, they tell they be good, but the moment they get opportunity to do bad, immediately they will do it. When they see nobody is around, then their real face come out. Real goodness will come out. That's why all these IAS officers, they are very good. In interview, they will tell big, big words, you know, I'll serve the nation, I'll bring goodness, I'll protect the district. So many big, big bhaws they take at the time of appointment. All these ministers, whenever the ministers take for this post, you have heard sometimes, they take bhaw. Bhaw. I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do my duty with honesty. But what they do after that? They do corruption. Why? You will say that you are only honest without Krishna consciousness. You are honest only till you don't get opportunity to become a thief. जैसे ही मौका मिलता है, तुरंत हमारी honesty सामने आ जाती है. Therefore, it's not so easy to become good. Unless our senses are not under control, how can you become good? Suppose I want to become good. I don't want to do illicit sex. Okay? I have decided, no. I will not do illicit sex. I want to be good. But suppose you are alone in our companies, then I was working in L&T. There were contractors, construction company, na? Contractors. So they used to, if contractors will send, you know, prostitutes to the managers of the L&T to get their works done. So then many people with great good character, they fell in that trap. Before they were saying, oh no, I will control. But when they get, no, don't worry, sir, everything is closed, nobody knows. Nobody will come to know, don't worry. It's closed program, plan. Just you have to do this work for me. Then, no, I will not do. It's not good business. No, sir, I'll give 10 lakh rupees also, don't worry. Oh, okay, then I'll think. And therefore, gradually, there is no, say, little resistance you can do, but not much resistance, because Maya is so powerful. Krishna says, Daivi hesa gunamai mama maya durateya. It's so difficult. It's not so easy to be good in this world. It's not so easy. You just try. How many of you have tried to be good? Yes. And it's so difficult. It's very easy to say that I will remain good, but very difficult to practice. You go and sit on internet. From a person who is addicted to opposite sex, porno movies, and he decides, no, I will not. But the moment he goes in front of internet, you can see his credential. Or a drunkard, he gets in the night pain after drinking, then in the morning, no, I will not take drinking now. But then, you can, his goodness, he becomes good, no, don't chant Hare Krishna, be good. But the next one, again, when evening comes, the real goodness comes. Then that is the time of test. You maintain your goodness in provocating circumstances, then you are good. And when you are failing there, like one person when I was in IIT Delhi, we were doing his rural development course. A rural development department is there, na? He was doing there, his PhD. So he said, I asked him, why you smoke? No, smoking is not my habit. Any moment I can leave it. I asked, how many times you have left it? He said, many times. Then it means that you have never left. Like, it's just like a person who is too much addicted to sex life. And he performs so much sex life, then he becomes frustrated. Oh, because he loses his strength. And then he says, no, I will not do now. I have renounced. But after 10 days, again he feels the impulse within. And then he says, no. Let me, another 10 days, let me give gap to my renunciation. let relax renunciation and do something wrong also in between. So how long you are continuing the goodness, that is the real test of your goodness. Very easy to say that, let me just be good, why I should chant Hare Krishna. No, it's not so easy to be good. It's a challenge. And therefore, it's very easy to get Nobel Prize, but very difficult to be a noble person, good person. Why? The greatest conqueror could not control, the Bill Clinton, the president, such a responsible post, he could not control. Great, great personality in the history, they have fallen in the trap of Maya. But this Maya is so strong that even you want to be good, you cannot. There has been examples in the past, Vishwamitra Muni. He performed tapasya, austerity. For 10,000 years he controlled his senses, but then he fell in the trap of Menaka. Some people say, oh, what is the problem if I fall in trap of women, or I fall in trap of intoxication? I can remain good even while doing illicit sex. I can remain good even while drinking wine. Then what is good? If you are doing everything, then what is good?
That is not good that you are doing.
Yes. So what good you have? Yeah. Everything bad. How, see, when you are addicted to all these attachments, nonsense things, then how can you be good? Because to maintain this life, drinking, to maintain illicit sex, you have to commit so many sins. You have to rob, you have to corrupt, you have to become corrupted. To maintain so much sinful life, you have to be bad. And therefore that's what is happening. That's what is happening in the world today. Corruption is increasing. Crime is increasing. You have to do crime to maintain your lust, to maintain your greed. So therefore, it's not so easy. It is easy to say that I will remain good, but it's not so easy. And because it is so difficult, that's why great sages are stressing it so much on this. Krishna is also saying, asansam hi mahabaho mana dur nigraha chalam. Krishna says, Arjuna says to Krishna, Krishna, chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramadi balavad dridham. Chanchalam, mind is restless, chanchalam, mana Krishna, pramadi, mad. Balavad, very strong, dridham. Mind is so, you test your mind when there is provocating circumstances, so uncontrolled. It pulls us in the fire of lust. It will pull you down from your highest position, like Bill Clinton. Of course, we should say not say name directly in the classes, but everybody knows, therefore there is no need to hide. So it will pull you from the highest position, and it will, like you remember, three years back there was a great news in the media that highest officials in the army, they were recorded, the video recording was done, doing bribery and prostitution 3 years back. In the newspaper, scandal,
eh?
Tahalka.com, yeah, correct. Tahalka.
No, sir, that was another
news.
Tahalka Porter had revealed it.
Tahalka Porter had revealed that, of course. I remember that, he's correct. Tahalka
only.
Yeah. That time movie also came, Tahalka. So it was related with that movie also. So these army officials, they had been disclosed. They are so high post. People had so much regard for them. But because of their little attraction, they lost all their piety. It's not so easy to be good. And therefore, Shastra has stressed so much. No, it's not so easy to develop all these qualities. And therefore, there is only, that's why he meant the only method is to cleanse the heart by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Nam. Hare Nam, Hare Nam eva kevalam, kalav nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gati ranyata. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. And therefore, you want to be good, you want to be exemplary, You want to set example for others, ideal example for others. You want to develop character, you want to be a leader. You want to develop your personality. You want to be good in your life. Then there is no other way than by chanting Hare Krishna. Because unless you don't have the qualities in you, within you, how can you become leader? How can you become artificially you do MBA and you become leader, but you will be frustrated, shouting in the meetings? Because you cannot tolerate. You cannot tolerate. Titikshava is not there, Karunika is not there, compassion is not there, love is not there in the heart. And therefore, in spite of so many management training, the management is breaking. In America, they had set 50 US officials, they have come to India in last month, in Outlook magazine, no, the Week magazine. There I was reading the article. 50 US officials, they have come to India to visit to the spiritual organizations to find the management techniques from Bhagavad Gita and introduce in their management courses. I'll show you in the, when next time I come. I have that magazine with me. And they are taking now, they are using Bhagavad Gita because their own management techniques are failing, breaking. Managers, CEOs, they themselves are taking sleeping pills to sleep in the night. They are not able to tolerate the pressure. So it's not so easy. So therefore the only method, there is no other method. Only method is by chanting Hare Krishna. Then?
Therefore, chanting at this class 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, Mahamantra daily, without fail, is an absolute must for every serious devotee.
Yes. So there are some highlighted proof points. First is, at least, Opa said, at least the prescribed 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily. So, most of you are not chanting 16 rounds, isn't it? You are chanting now.
Yes.
Hari Bol, very good.
Yes.
Hari Bol. Large for him, big hand. So, 16 rounds. Earlier, before Srila Prabhupada, the standard was 64 rounds. 64 rounds chanting. But then when Prabhupada said, okay, so you all should chant 64 rounds, people's faces were down. Because it's not practically possible. So Prabhupada said, okay, 48. So again they are down. Within chanting 16 only they find some difficulty. So therefore, Prabhupada reduced to 32. Then also they said, Prabhupada, it is also very difficult. Then Prabhupada said 16, not less than that. Minimum at least 16 rounds you have to chant. Because medicine, if you dilute more, then we can dilute to some certain extent, but not more than that. Otherwise, the immunity which we develop by taking medicine will be less and the bacteria will be more powerful. So at least 16, if you do it, will be equivalent. You can just develop the immunity to face the challenges from Maya. But less than that, we are at the risk. Prabhupada says. So at least chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily, every day, without fail. Also said, without fail. You are chanting 16 only, therefore without fail. If you chant 64, then one day even if you sometimes fail, then no problem. But 16 is very minimum, and that also if you miss, then there is danger. It is an absolute must. It's not the option. It's an absolute must for every serious devotee. If you are a serious devotee, you want to become seriously, you want to develop the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna in your life, then this is the requirement. And Prabhupada said that this can be done. 16 rounds is not a very difficult thing. It takes 2 hours. In out of 24 hours, if you cannot give 2 hours to Krishna, and just by giving 2 hours, you see how much you are saving, how many hours you are saving by your lust, by controlling your lust, greed, pride, envy, anger. You will save so many hours just by spending these 2 hours. peace of mind. So you all will realize, like you all have come in this base, you see, by adopting the life of Krishna consciousness, you will find so much time in your life. And you will find that, I was showing the schedule that day to the to IIT Kharagpur boys, then Jitendra was asking, how they find so much time to do so many festivals. You will find that you are getting so much time you will have in your life after practicing Krishna consciousness, because so many things you can do, the potential is so much within us to do, but because of this attraction to the sinful life, we are not able to exploit our complete potential, whatever is given by God. So much potential is there to do, but because just the people are so much fascinated to the opposite sex, if just they can control that, they can do so much. So it's a great power, source of strength, energy. So all these four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna is the source of, this is a powerhouse. So much source of energy is there in these five things, four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore we stress it on it so much. And if you develop this, you see, there is so much time you have. Your sleeping hours will reduce. I was reading a book written on the science of sleep. Science of sleep, how we sleep, various things, factors that governs our sleeping. And I was surprised to find that it is scientific study, research has been done, but they don't know four regulative principles, but most of the things they are mentioning is based on four regulative principles. The solutions they are giving is just four regulative principles. And if you follow this, it will help you. So this is not only a faith, but it's a fact.
Thus a devotee who sincerely and regularly chants his round every day, avoiding offenses, will make quick progress in the Krishna consciousness.
Yes. See, if a devotee sincerely and regularly chants his rounds every day, avoiding offenses, offenses we will discuss in the coming class. What are the various offenses? There are 10 offenses to the holy name. If you avoid offenses and then chant Hare Krishna, very quick you see the qualities are manifesting in your heart. And you will find the peace and happiness in your life. Satisfaction.
It is said, Kali Kala Naam Rupa Krishna Avatara. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name.
Yes. So Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name. Kali Kale Name Rupa Krishna Hota. In the Kali Yuga, sometimes people ask me, Prabhuji, you say that Yada Idahi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata Abhyutthanama Dharmasya Tadatmanam Sijamyam. Whenever there is decline of religion, I will incarnate, Krishna is telling. But now there are so much decline of religion, why Krishna is not incarnating? So much sin is going on. What is the answer? Krishna has taken incarnation. Krishna has incarnated. How? In the form of His holy name. So when Krishna appeared, they asked how? Holy name cannot kill the demons. If politicians, they are corrupt, holy name is not killing them. Krishna filled Kamsa. Yes. So Krishna appeared and He killed the demon, because there are few demons in this society. But in the modern society, everybody is demon. So if Krishna will appear and start killing the demons, then He has to kill everybody. So therefore Krishna does not kill the demon in this age, Kali Yuga. He kills the demon in their heart, Ravana within. He doesn't kill Ravana. He kills the Ravana within their heart. So destroying the Ravana within our heart by chanting Hare Krishna, that is the incarnation. The holy name does the same work what Krishna did, but without violence. So He kills the demoniac tendency, demoniac mentality in the heart of the people. So therefore Krishna is incarnation. So holy name is not different from Krishna, it is Krishna himself.
When we chant the holy name, we are in the coming in contact with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because Krishna is not different from his name.
Yes. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, then Krishna, of course you may say, how is it possible? Oh, Krishna is not there, I cannot see Krishna. Yes, we cannot see Krishna, but we have faith and Krishna is there. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there, because it says that in absolute platform there is no difference between Nam and Nami. Nam means Krishna, and the person Krishna, there is no difference. In this world, if you say water, suppose you are thirsty and just say water, your thirst will not be quenched. But in the spiritual world, if you say water, you are satisfied. Because there is no difference between water and substance water and name water. That is the absolute platform. In the absolute world, there is no difference between name and person. So in Krishna, Krishna's name has the same potency as Krishna. So how we can understand this? How we can understand this? So to understand this, we have to understand little philosophy. Philosophy in the sense that Krishna has invested all his potencies in his holy name. But a person who has developed that much faith, he only can exploit that potency. He only can use that potency in his life. So more faith we develop in the holy name, to that extent we feel Krishna's presence in the holy name. If we feel that, oh, it is just like some movie song, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, so we will find that much only reciprocation. Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyanta, tans tathayo bhajamyaham. So how much you have faith in me, accordingly I will reciprocate with you. If you have that much faith, yes, Krishna is not different. Yes, when I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is actually present here. And I can speak to Krishna. And you speak to Krishna and then see Krishna is reciprocating. So that faith should be there. So then the whole benefit will come to us. So we should understand that Krishna and His holy name is not different, it's same. We should always remember that if we can keep ourselves always in company with Krishna, we shall attain all perfection. So if we are always in Krishna's company by chanting our rounds, then we will be. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Kari Bahudha Nija Sarva Sakti Tatra Sita Niyamitaha Smarane Nakalaha. My dear Lord, you are so kind that you are giving me your association in the form of your holy name. And this holy name can be chanted in any situation. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting Hare Krishna. You know that you have to just sit and meditate for 10,000 years. No. By the time your life will be finished. Hardly we have 2 hours difficult to find to chant Hare Krishna. No. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his kindness, he has given such a simple process which has the same benefit what we can, what people used to achieve by performing tapasya for 10,000 years, we can just get the same benefit by chanting, not same, even more than that, by chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds daily. So we'll stop here, because it's already 9:10. So we'll stop here, and art of chanting, once we have understood this, but the importance of chanting, but we see in our life that although so much important chanting is, we are not getting that much benefit. Many devotees have experienced that after many years of chanting also, they see, Prabhuji, you are saying so much that Krishna and His holy name is not different, and if you chant Hare Krishna, you develop this, so many big promises you are doing, you know. But I am not getting so many things in my life. I am chanting since 5 years, 6 years. Why it is happening like that? I am still feeling lusty. I am still greedy. I am still angry. I am still proud. So why it is happening to me? Why this? It means that this, there is something wrong in your statement. So what is the answer? That anything has a process to do. Like chanting Hare Krishna also, there is a way to do it. And if you don't do in that way, then you will not get that much potency. So in chanting Hare Krishna also, there is prescriptions how to chant Hare Krishna. And if we chant according to the prescription given by the doctor who gives the medicine, then we will get full benefit. But if we chant whimsically, ek din jab kiya, ek din nahi kiya, ek din subah kiya, ek din sham mein kiya, we will get benefit, but not that much. It will take time. But if we chant in a proper way, with proper mood, with proper precautions, with proper following the do's and don'ts, then you see very quickly the holy name will manifest in our heart, and we'll see the change in our heart, transformation of heart will take place very quickly. So therefore it's very important to understand the art of chanting Hare Krishna, how to chant Hare Krishna to get maximum benefit out of it. So this topic, art of chanting, basically includes that how to chant so that we should not go in that category, that even in spite of so many years I am not getting benefit. So therefore you may lose faith, oh Prabhuji is telling so many things, but I am not getting all these qualities in me. I think it is just, you know, boosting too much. No, the process is perfect. And if you follow the process, there is 100% guarantee that we are going to get the result. So therefore, we will discuss in the next class, maybe tomorrow morning we can discuss on second part, how to chant Hare Krishna. Even we will lose the workshop also. Tomorrow morning, we are going to do demonstration also in chanting Hare Krishna, workshop, how to chant Hare Krishna, what are the various things. So we will take first class and then we will chant also, so that we get the maximum benefit out of chanting Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? No? You will stop me.
Morning,
after japa we will do.
Mangalarti, 5:30 japa will be there,
na? 5:30 to 6:30 japa, and then 6:30 to 7 mangalarti. 6:30 to 7, 6:30 if you all can come, or 6 o'clock you come, 6 to 6:30 is time. It's little cold nowadays, but try, it's not easy, that's what I said. I said that developing so much commitment and good quality is not easy, it has to have some strength. Seven o'clock we'll finish the Mangal Arati. 7 o'clock we'll have the lecture. And you'll have prasadam also here. No problem. Prasadam, and then we'll have class, and we'll have demonstration on japa, art of chanting, and then we'll have prasadam, and then we'll have session on learning mridanga. So Nitin Prabhu will teach the basic techniques of playing mridanga, and kartal also, he is expert. So you can learn mridanga and kartal sessions, learning sessions will be there. And then we'll also, in the morning, Mangalarti. Of course in Mangalarti we could not explain the, we'll not be able to explain the deity worship procedure. Maybe in the afternoon session, if you all are free, then we can have the deity worship seminar. How to, what are the various details in deity worship, why we do what we do with the proper reason understanding. That everything what we are doing, why we do what we do. This is the session we'll be taking. That why we do what we do. In that detail we will explain the deity worship meaning, the reasons behind the rituals. Then it will become, reason with ritual will become spiritual. So that we'll explain in the class, maybe in the evening. And then there will be debate session also will be there. Debate sessions will be conducting day after tomorrow. Okay? Debate sessions. Tomorrow only we'll give the some points also we'll tell you some guidelines how to do in debate. Also there will be drama. They are going to perform two dramas. We'll prepare the schedule either to do tomorrow, one day after tomorrow. Two dramas we'll do. It will just like a camp only, camp in the base. Okay? The workshop session.
I feel many things, I try to avoid the things. I try to be decent about things, but not confirming the things, or not actually. If I have any work for the opposite sex, that I need to do this work, I will avoid to let opposite sex, because I think that if I will be more attracted to the opposite sex, then it will be difficult for me to overcome, and I will be bound to that feeling. How to overcome these things?
Yes. So there is. Nothing wrong what you think, because it's true also. That if you just like a fire and butter, doesn't matter butter how much, even if you have taken out from fridge also, if you bring near fire, sometime it will, you can, for some time it can remain, you know, little in proper shape, but after some time gradually it will start melting. That is the nature of butter. It cannot remain for long duration form.
So chanting is not a solution.
Chanting is the solution, but we have to understand, we cannot imitate unless we are not properly mature. Okay? So therefore, first you practice it. Immediately you will not become so strong. Like first day you will not develop PhD degree. Yeah? So chanting is the solution, but to the extent only, to the extent we have developed the quality, to that extent only we can take risk. Not too much risk at this stage. Like Haridas Thakur was a devotee. So he was chanting Hare Krishna in the night, and prostitute came. Ramchandra Khan sent the prostitute. I have drama also, we can see sometimes. He was the Hindu, converted Muslim. From Hindu to Muslim. So he was the king, and he was envious of the Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur is very popular because of his devotion to Lord Krishna. So he, to destroy his devotion, he sends the prostitute. And Haridas Thakur, this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu period pastime. Haridas Thakur was chanting, that place is also there, Phuliya Gram, there. He was chanting in the night, in the midst of the night, 12 o'clock. This prostitute, most beautiful prostitute. Acharya says that she was not the prostitute. Actually, she was Maya Devi herself. Maya Devi came in the form of women to distract Haridas Thakur. So beautiful form. And then she came and she told Haridas Thakur that I want to have union with you. And Haridas Thakur said, yes, I am very happy to receive. Please sit here. And I have taken vow that I will chant 3 crores name of the Lord, and then I'll be able to do anything. So please sit here, I will satisfy your desire first, but first let me fulfill my promise to Krishna. So then first day, and he is to chant every day 192 rounds.
192 rounds
is, one round takes 2 hours, 16 rounds. So 192 rounds will take how much? 22 hours almost.
Two hours.
24 hours. So he was a little fast, so he will complete 1.5 hours before. So But because he was had some rounds were in pending. So first the whole night he kept on chanting only. This prostitute went back and came next day again, next night, and said, Haridas, you promised last night you'll fulfill my desire, but you did not do it. And then Haridas Thakur said, what can I do? I'm chanting, I have not finished my rounds yet. Please, today I'll certainly able to finish. Please sit here. And just sit here, wait for some time. I hope that tonight I'll finish it. Then again that night also, see, went back in the morning. And Haridas Thakur kept on chanting whole night. Then next night again, Haridas Thakur was chanting, the prostitute came. So Haridas Thakur said, today I feel this night I'll surely fulfill your all desires. Whatever. I'll surely finish my rounds and I'll fulfill all your desires. She sat there and Haridas was chanting and chanting, and then suddenly Haridas Thakur started hearing somebody else also chanting. And then he saw that prostitute started chanting. And she is not chanting consciously. Unconsciously she is chanting. Unconsciously she is sitting and chanting. And then Haridas Thakur stopped chanting. And then prostitute got up and said, and she came to know that she was chanting Hare Krishna. And so much transformation has taken place in her heart. And therefore she immediately paid obeisance to Haridas Thakur, begged forgiveness and said that, please accept me as your disciple. Haridas Thakur said that, don't worry. When the first time I saw you, I came to know that what for you have come here. And I could have left at that moment only, but I stayed here 3 nights only for you, to deliver you. So that was the power of the Haridas Thakur. He was Acharya and he was chanting 192 rounds. But we are chanting 16 rounds. And that also we are chanting, we have so much worry, not pure holy name. So therefore we can take risk. Haridas Thakur could take risk for 3 nights. So we can take for 1 hour, 2 hours, but not so long. But yes, gradually, more we develop faith in holy name, gradually we will come to that. So Prabhupada says, Prabhupada, when he was in America, he used to go to so many places for preaching. One hippie community, or all these hippie communities were somehow or other unique in comparison to other hippies. So one hippie community was that all men and women will live, they used to live naked. And they invited Prabhupada to give classes. So Prabhupada went to give classes there, then they all were naked sitting in the class. Can you imagine? Prabhupada said, what they will understand class? Let me do chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada did kirtan. And then they said, oh, Swamiji, your kirtan was so nice. So Prabhupada also was not affected, because he was on that level. And Prabhupada writes that in the beginning period we have to be careful. We have to follow dons. But the later on, just like if you have jaundice, then in the beginning period you have to avoid eating eating the samosa and pakora. You know that I have taken it, doctor has given you medicine, now I am eating medicine so I can take pakora. No. Till the time we are not completely cured, till the time we have to wait. Then onwards you can take pakora. So like that. So the stage comes when we are immune to the opposite sex attraction. But not right now. Right now you have just started, just like a small child. Like small child, if you put your finger in his hand and then you lift him, he will stand. But as soon as you remove the finger, immediately he will fall back. So our condition is just like infant child. Infant. We are infant in the devotional service. At this stage we should not take much risk. Only that much which is necessary. Okay? So don't confidence we should not have. Because holy name is powerful, but we are not, we have not tapped the whole power, strength of the holy name. So till the time we have to be careful, and be careful with the opposite sex. Don't go very close. Oh, I am chanting now Hare Krishna, you don't know? Maya Devi? Please, you should understand I am chanting Hare Krishna. Then when they will come and embrace me, no problem. I will not feel any agitation. No, it's not like that. You have to be careful. Eh? Any other question?
Prabhuji, ये जो negative element हैं, greed, desire, anger, और तो किसी में कम होते हैं, किसी में ज़्यादा होते हैं। फिर जिनमें ज़्यादा होंगे, तो बहुत ज़्यादा hard work करना पड़ेगा।
Yes, so you, only thing is you have to be sincere and regular in chanting Hare Krishna.
Sir, just
you, sir, I think you, sir, bad about
Brahmanya,
have you done? No, it's not like that. Sir, you have
hard work.
Yes, so much hard work. We have to struggle. Struggle to control. Many people in this con, they have to struggle. You are like you all. Many people come in ISKCON, they had watched so much pornographic movies, they have done so much wrong in their life. It's not that way. We all, we're like that. Many people came in ISKCON, of course not all, but many people. But they had given up all these things. But just because of their sincerity and the regular practice, it's quite possible. And strong association of the devotees. It's quite possible, and very soon you can do that. And the power of the holy name, the Lord is so merciful that He will give you strength. It's not by our own strength, but Krishna is merciful. You will feel that Krishna is giving you strength to overcome. If you are taking proper shelter of the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna and following the morning program strictly, and chanting 16 rounds, then you see that there is change in your heart, your life. It's not mythology. It has been tested and it has been experimented and it has been practically applied in the life of the many people, not one or two. Therefore there is a guarantee. It will happen. There is no other way. You have to get the result. So of course, the one who is more addicted, the more conditioned, he has to put more effort. Or he may have to take little more time. Somebody comes within 4 months, he controls. Like one boy, you know, he came last Janmashtami, and he within 6 months, he has one person came, my friend, he was working in DRDO, he did BTEC with me, and then he came in contact with me, and within 1 month he left all these things. Some will have to take long time. So if you are right in the sense that conditioning is strong, but many people have strong conditioning, but still they could give up. But for some people it takes 2 months, 3 months, some will take 1 year, some people take 2 years, depending on his conditioning. But it will surely happen like that. So
I think the regular process means
regularity.
Regularity and the process.
Process.
If that is perfect, then yes, there is no problem.
Regularity. Regular medicine if you are taking, then medicine will protect us. And the holy name, Hare Krishna, is very, very potent. If you regularly take it with proper prescription, proper attention, avoiding offenses, you see that there will be change in your heart. There is no problem. So we should, that faith is not a blind faith, it's a reasonable faith. Because it has been tested, experimented in the life of the devotees. Hippies, they are so much bad. Therefore Prabhupada started this movement among hippies. Because Indians are much cultured in comparison to hippies. Prabhupada wanted to show the potency of the holy name, how potent, how powerful it is. Therefore he started in the hippies. So that we should not underestimate the power of the holy name. Holy name has the potency. Prabhupada wanted to show. Many hippies had so many bad qualities, but they became worldwide preachers, sannyasis in this country by the power of the holy name. They got so much transformation in the heart. So we can achieve. We also can attain that. It's not. Just follow the process very sincerely, and it's quite possible to attain all these things. You'll see the change in your life gradually. Even if you see last 6 months, so much changes would have taken place in your thinking, way of thinking, your behavior. And many changes will take place in coming time. Okay? Yes?
Can you do short explanation about offenses?
Offenses. There are 10 offenses. The first offense is to to criticize the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. That is called Vaishnava Aparad. So criticizing the devotees who are preaching the holy name. Second is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Krishna. So, Shiva's name is not equal to Krishna's name. If you think this is equal, this is an offense. Krishna's name is the supreme. And then, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master and to think, consider him as an ordinary person. Fourth is, to to not have
Vedic Shastra.
Vedic Shastra ka khandan karna. Vedic Shastra ka khandan karna. And fifth is, to not have complete faith in chanting the holy name, glory of the holy name of the Lord. So they are the 10 offenses. Oh, Rishikesh and Kamesh is asking questions. You have to take prasad and then you have to go also, it will be late. Eh? Okay? And we have to take rest also, 9:30. So you can read there. Okay? And we'll take separate classes on the offenses also. You can read at a time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.